Hello again, everybody. It's lovely that you've joined in for a few moments just to hear something of the great work of God here in Revival Movement or Every Home Crusade. This dear brother here is Paul Roberts, good friend of ours, and he's been working in the factory for quite a number of years. And I'm just going to ask him to share a few thoughts of memories of his working here in the factory and of the life of our brother Ernie Allen. So God bless you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks for your friendship and your fellowship in the gospel, and we'll hand it over to you now. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless, folks.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Roger, for just giving these few moments just to tell a little bit of the work of Every Home Crusade and Revival Movement Association. This work, of course, began way back in 1952. Ernie Allen was converted as a young lad through the influence of a godly mother. And later on, when Ernie got married to Kathleen, then they moved up to the Belfast area, and Ernie began to take a real interest in revival matters, and it really burdened his heart to publish some literature to encourage believers and to revive their hearts in seeking the Lord in prayer and an outreach with the message of the gospel. And so Ernie commenced to publishing some revival series, tracts and literature, and they did that in their front room in their home in Oakland Avenue. Very soon that was to move, and they moved over then onto the Newton Arch Road and began to publish some more literature. Then from the Newton Arch Road, the factory eventually moved then to Redcar Street. I come into the work there in 1982. I've been in the work of Every Home Crusade now for 40 years, coming next April, and the Lord has been really blessing the work over those years, and I thank God that I've been able to have a little part to play in that. But Ernie Allen was a man of great vision, and through the work then being established in Redcar Street, we moved to bigger premises here in Clara Street, but very soon we outgrew that. And again, of course, it was vision. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. And Ernie had a real vision to see many people across the world won for the Lord Jesus Christ. We moved then from Clara Street over to our factory in Canal. And of course, we still have our factory here in Clara Street where we're working at the minute. We engage ourselves in the publication of many books now, again, encouraging believers in revival matters and also other teaching materials. But the life of Ernie Allen was lived out in vision. Vision to reach the lost with the message of the gospel. And I thank God that we were here in those days and really caught his vision and still have that vision of reaching many people across our world. We're reaching in to over 170 countries in over 95 languages. And that's through the vision of one man, that the work still continues to this day. Now, of course, I've only covered a little bit of Ernie's life, and you can read certainly a lot more in the Mission to Millions books, which tells his story and the story of Every Home Crusade. But what a blessing it is to be part of this work, seeing the gospel message go out day after day, reaching the lost for Christ. And a truly great privilege it is to continue on this work that Ernie got the vision for in the first place. What a tremendous man he was. His legacy still lives on. His memory, the memory of the just, is blessed, the Bible tells us. And so that memory still is with us to this day, that we keep on printing and publishing the word. We're actually standing beside one of the printing machines at the minute, and we're printing the books here. We're actually printing in the Arabic language, and God is blessing his word as it goes throughout the world. So thank you for listening just for these few moments, and do continue to pray for the work, pray for the word of God as it goes forth day by day to many countries of the world. Thank you, and the Lord bless you. Thank you very much.